Welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hall.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to continue our topic of building out a new network. We talked about this last episode. And what we're trying to do here is build a basic lab. And one question we're going to answer today is, how long does it take to build a basic lab? And what we have in our lab, as we said last episode, there's going to be a pfSense firewall, a Server 2019 domain controller. We're going to have Windows 10 and 11 workstations. And then we also have a virtual switch, because this is going to be done all inside our VMware lab environment. Now, let's start off with the virtual switch, because that's where things sort of fell apart for me, because that's where I tried to start, because I want to connect all of our systems to the same network, and I need that virtual switch to be built before I can do anything else. So I had to look this up, because I couldn't remember how to build a virtual switch in VMware using vCenter server appliance. I'd done that in ESXi, and so I kind of know where to go in there, but it's been a while. So I had to look this up, and it took longer than I expected it to in order for me to put this thing together. So I started there, documented all of that, got the switch built, and moved on from there. And that's when I began to realize I need to look at our network diagram that we have for the lab. And this is not the one that includes like the VMware server and all of that. This is just the lab we're going to be using inside the VMware environment, the one that we get to play around with the domain controller and all of that. So a while back, we started this process, or I did, and we never finished it because we never figured out how to build out the domain controller. We didn't really talk about building the workstations. We did some of that, but it wasn't well documented, if at all. So I went through the network diagram, and I had to bring that into Visio, make some slight changes to it because we had it from a different application. So once that was done and I had my IP addresses and everything, I was able to do the rest of it. Now, I went from the switch to the documentation and testing phase of this particular project. And this is where I began to realize that I can't build any of my VMs until I know what the hardware requirements are going to be and what OS am I going to put on there. And then there's possible VMware templates I can build from these, you know, hardware recommendations and operating systems. So what I ended up doing is documenting the system requirements for things like the pfSense firewall, Server 2019, Windows 10 and 11, both of which are about the same except for the TPM in Windows 11. And then I also realized that we're going to have user account and passwords documented, because we're going to be logging into these different things and managing them and then doing testing from, say, the Windows 10 and the Windows 11 machines. So all of that needs to be documented as well, so that we're not having to think about, okay, what's the admin account for this? What user account am I going for on the Windows 11 side? How do I log into the pfSense firewall?
And the reason why you're saying this is because at one point you made the decision of having regular users and admin users for different reasons, and you didn't want to have or be signed on as the admin user all the time. But some of the things that you have to install and configure are going to require the admin user credentials, correct?
Well, in this case, what I'm focusing on is I have to log into Server 2019 to do anything, right? What's the account for that? What do I log into on the pfSense firewall?
So you're actually then documenting what user accounts we use for the different things that we're having to log in. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly, because we have to manage all of these devices, right? So you have a Server 2019, you have a pfSense firewall, you have a Windows 10 machine. How do you log into that? And then once you start adding in things like Active Directory, now you have an Active Directory account. What's your domain admin account? What's the regular user account? You know, what are you going to use for testing group policy, right? So if I log in as a specific user and I apply group policy to that, what's the user account for that? How does that all fit into what I'm testing? So without some basic understanding of how you're going to log into these machines, it's not going to work. So what I did is I documented that information inside of LastPass, put it in a shared folder so that you and I have access to that. And I think it says something like new network or basic network, and that's shared so that we can have access to that information.
So then that way, when we're doing our projects, we're not going, what was the password and user, you know, or user account that we needed to do to sign into this particular device, because that was one of the biggest waste of times that we had in the past, trying to figure out what was it that we were using for a specific thing, you know?
Exactly. And so what I'm trying to do in this document and testing phase is improve the overall time it takes to build out our network. I want to speed up the process, right? Because we're trying to figure out how long is it going to take us to actually build a new lab environment.
So when you're trying to answer this question about how long does it take you to put this network together for the lab, you are including the documentation in this particular thing?
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the things that I was working on here. So in this case, once I had some idea of what the hardware was going to be for these different machines, PFSense, Server 2019, Windows 10 and 11, now I have to start thinking about some issues we're going to have with these things. Because as I'm building these things, I'm realizing, okay, what's the default network that these things are going to join? Because when you create a template, the template includes lots of things. So the template can have an operating system installed. It includes the network they're going to be connected to. So when I deploy the VM from a template, so I can right-click on a template and say, create a VM from this template. And whatever's configured in there gets deployed as a VM in your lab. So with something like PFSense, I can deploy the whole thing, pre-configured and everything. But it needs to have a default network it's going to connect to. So what I decided to do is create a default network and switch, virtual switch, that we're not going to use. But that's where your VM attaches itself to by default. So when you build that VM, it goes there. So you're not going to mess up any existing networks that you have in VMware, because this thing is going to attach itself to a default switch and network that nobody's using.
So that is not connected to the network. It's just something that is going to go to once that you do this template deployment, right?
Right. And then what you're going to have to do when you create your VM is move that to your network that you're using for your lab environment.
And when you say move, are you saying changing an IP address, or what does move mean?
So within VMware, you have to tell the VM in the configuration, what network are you connecting to? So in the hardware piece, this is like taking the network cable and moving it to the correct switch.
Okay.
So you also have to say, okay, what OS am I using in this case? Now, as I said, with PFSense, I'm already going to install that and have it pre-configured. And the reason I can do that with PFSense is that there's no license. So I don't have to worry about a license key running out or whatever it is, so that when we have that VM sitting there or the template sitting there, nothing's going to expire, right? With Windows, that's a different situation because we're using trial copies of Windows. I quickly realized I can't install Server 2019 or Windows 10 because by the time I go to use it again, the license is going to be expired. So what I want to do in this case is do all of the hardware configuration, tie it to that default know-nothing virtual network, and then make sure that when it comes to the CD drive or the DVD drive, I'm pointing that to the correct ISO image for that OS. So if it's Windows 10 VM, I want to tie it to the Windows 10 ISO image. If it's Server 2019, I want to tie it to the Server 2019 ISO image. So when I create the template out of that VM, when I create a new VM from template, it already includes the correct ISO image.
So I'm just trying to understand. So you're basically, the template is just the hardware, and that hardware, like you said, is pointing to where we have our ISOs. So then when you deploy it, it's just going to start the clock on the new trial. It's not going to be pointing at some old thing that will expire or have been.
So when you create a VM from the template for, let's say, Windows 10, you turn on the virtual machine. It starts itself up. It's going to boot into that Windows 10 DVD so you can then do your installation.
Okay.
So you're going to still have to do the installation of Windows 10, but the cool thing is you don't have to think about what hardware do I have to have. You don't have to go configure the hardware for that thing.
Because that will be already in the template.
It's already in the template. So let's summarize here. I did the documentation for the hardware, the software, the possibility of having issues with licensing. Virtual switch has been taken care of. We have a network diagram. And now we have VM templates. But now there has to be a process, because when you go to create your new network with these templates, you're going to have to create a new virtual switch with a network that goes with that. And then when you deploy the firewall, that's going to be pre-configured. You don't have to do anything with that. But you will have to go in and make sure that it attaches itself to the correct network. So the new network that you create, you want to make sure that the network card ties into that particular network. Then when you go to deploy Server 2019, Windows 10, Windows 11, it's only hardware. So you'll deploy those as virtual machines. You'll change the network to the one you created, and then you'll do your installation of the operating system.
So where does this hardware reside, this template hardware, in vCenter?
Correct.
Okay. So is it under a file, a folder?
Yes. So when you go and look at remember we had folders for ourselves. There's one with my name on it, one with your name on it. And then inside of that, you have your VMs. So what I did is I created a template folder, and inside of the template folder, you'll have templates for the different virtual machines.
Got it.
And then you can also create, which I hadn't thought about before, you can create folders within. So like I have a folder with my name on it. Inside of that, there's another folder in there that says new lab or lab one, lab two, lab three. So you can have multiple labs going on at the same time, and they can all be managed inside of different folders. And the process piece here is going to be interesting. Because one of the things that I have not written down yet is, where do you start? What is step one when you're creating your new lab? Do you do the virtual switch? Do you do the firewall? How does this work? And so one of the things I've noticed is that when it comes to Windows 10 and Windows 11, you can't do those until your domain controller is configured, because the domain controller is going to have the DHCP server and all of that in there. So when you do the installation of Windows 10 and the DHCP server hasn't been configured yet, it's going to say there's no network because it can't get an IP address. So that's one thing that I have to go back and take a look at. Now, here's the thing. We have to go back to the goal of this particular project. How long does it take to build a basic lab? The answer is hour and a half, roughly. Now, to be fair, when I set out to do all of this, it took me a little over a day to get all the necessary information I needed, the documentation of hardware, software, the network piece where I did the virtual switch, and then doing some of the testing. But now that all of that's taken care of, hour and a half of right-clicking and deploying things and doing the installations of different operating systems, done.
Right. So that's part of what, and you know, that's what was running through my mind a minute ago, is that an hour and a half, when you said an hour and a half, I thought, wait a minute, it took more than an hour and a half to get to this point, to get the documentation, to look at everything, to figure out what we needed for whatever projects we're doing, to create the plan, you know, the process that, you know, this is how we're going to do that. So I guess the answer to the question is not so much how long does it take you to do a basic lab. It would be like, after you've done all of this and created the basic lab, how much time does it save you, you know, to be able to create that lab as you're wanting to do different projects and you have to, you know, delete it and start with a new lab?
And that's the thing. So when I go to create a brand new lab, hour and a half. Now, if I didn't have the templates, I didn't have the process, I didn't have the documentation, like I said, it took me almost over a day to put some of this stuff together. I can shrink that down a little bit, and let's say it takes a day or so to put a lab together. But because I went through all of this, and I looked at all the little details, and I figure, okay, we're going to use the templates within VMware, because you can clone a VM and make it a template, and then you use that template to make new VMs off of that, that's really what speeds up the process, along with the proper documentation. Because if you just have the VMs in there, the clones, well, that doesn't tell you what they're doing. And that doesn't give you your user account with the passwords and some information about what these things do and what steps you have to go into or what order you have to create these things, right? So I would probably start with the virtual switch, with the firewall, with your domain controller, and then you get all that configured as a DC, and then you can do Windows 10, Windows 11. So that's what's really making this interesting to me, because I've never really sat down to look at the Windows server side of things, because, you know, when I'm doing this in a work environment, my job has mostly been more network and security focused and not so much on server 2019 and making sure that's deployed properly. Have done that in the past, but even then, I wasn't really paying attention to a lot of these details and how to deploy server 2019 and do all the right documentation so I can recreate the process all over again.
See, and that's one of the things that I really like about what we're doing now versus the way we were doing it. You know, we were in the past, we just set up the lab and you tried to get your project off the ground. And then if you put things off for like a week or so, something happened, life happens, and then you try to go back, then we were like, wait a minute, where was that? What was the IP address? And then how do you sign that? And now we're looking at, we're going through the painful part of trying to set it all this up and document it and everything. And now, you know, you got it to where, okay, if any time we need to create a network is an hour and a half, and it used to take you, you know, a day and then some to create the whole lab and the process and everything else, now we have that whole day to be able to work on the actual project, because that part of the lab that we were spending all that time every time we had to do a project has been cut down to an hour and a half.
Exactly. So when you think about this, you and I are now going to have identical labs so that if you want to see what I'm doing, you can log in. If I want to see what you're doing, I can log in. If you have an issue, I can kind of help you with that because I know what your IP addresses are. I know what your user accounts are. I know what operating systems you're using. So that leaves us this ability to do what you're saying, which is we can now learn more about Server 2019. We can learn more about Windows 10 and 11. We can do some security things.
Well, and for me, the beauty of it is once that I get an IT job, you know, after getting the skills that I need, it's going to be really nice to have all of this out of the way. So if I'm doing something at work and I need to create a lab to test a specific thing, I know that, okay, I have an hour and a half to put this in, and then what's going to take time is the actual work that I'm going to need to get my thing that I may need to do for work. So if anybody's thinking about doing this, building their own lab at home, you know, this is a way of showing you how beneficial it is for you to go through all the pain and sorrow of putting it together, documenting and everything, because when you get to the point where we're at right now, it's going to be so nice for you to just say, hey, I can deploy this in an hour and a half and then actually work on whatever skill I need to acquire. So I think it's amazing. And, it, you know, I don't take any credit for this because you've done all the work. I mean, you know, and I've learned so much from watching you do some of the things that you do, and I'm learning on doing my own documentation. So for me, it's a great learning experience.
Yeah, and one of the things I want you to be able to do is walk through this without the templates, because I want you to see what it takes to build out the firewall. I want you to do the virtual switch. You're going to have to do that anyway. But then walking through building these things yourself a few times, you kind of know how that's supposed to be done. And then you can start using the templates. But one of the things that you and I need to be able to do is share this with other people. And I haven't figured out yet how we're going to do that, if we're going to stick it on the website or put that someplace else, to where people can see how we deploy these things with VMware and the hardware or system requirements for these things. That's something I'd like to share. And so I think in our show notes, I'm going to put in our network diagram. And then from there, we're going to have to figure out how to share the rest of it. So that's also another challenge, is how do you share this with other people? But there's a lot of things we're going to have to do some research on, and that's one of them. But I think that's it for now. If you have any comments or questions, you can email us at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, it'll be on our website. And if you haven't subscribed to our show, please do so. And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening.